Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Surrender at 5 podcast. Today, we have a very special guest. It's their birthday. Please give it up for the Sableye champion, Pink Nekas.
Yo.
Happy birthday.
Happy freaking birthday, dude.
Thank you.
It is mental that we were just like, oh, yeah, who wants to come on today's podcast? Neko said, oh, yeah, that's my birthday. Get them in here.
Yo, get them in here. Immediately get in here. Yo, I think that's pretty cool. You know, birthdays are hype. Everybody loves birthdays. Hell, even Twitter loves birthdays. They get a little animation. Don't shoot me, but shout out to Elon Musk for not taking that feature away. We appreciate that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's exactly. The small things. It's the small things, okay? But yo, before we dive into this, I want to jump in real quick and say thank you to Pink Nekas, Nikos. I'm gonna say Nikos because Niko sound cool. Big Nick, my man Niko. The first time I saw Niko was actually in game, and we were opponents, and we played against each other many a times. And my name, my battle tag had changed a couple of times. You know, your boy got banned, then released, and yada yada, whatever. But like, when I found out like they were in the community, I was just like, oh, this is crazy, because it's really cool coming across someone in game. And then finding out that they're a regular person just like you. They exist on Discord, on Twitch, and they're not that... We cuss on this show, so, you know what I'm saying? They're not that random
shit. Influencers. They're just like us.
Exactly. Sound effect.
Yeah.
And it was cool to find out that Nikos wasn't some random shitter. Like, he's actually a cool-ass dude, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, yes, that's so bomb. And then Randomoss had talked about how, you know, he learned Sableye from Niko. So we'll get to that, but I just want to say thank you for being on the show, and... I'm just glad that you're here. Like, you're a real person. It's so cool to meet you in game, and then now here you are on the podcast, dude. Like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I was so excited to be here.
Yeah, man. It just got me extra hype. Sorry if I'm a little geeked. I'm just like, there's no way. Like, I played against this guy so many times in the middle of the night. So many times, 2-3 in the morning.
Glad. And then, boom. I'm really glad I've never played against you, actually. As somebody who cannot handle playing against a Sableye.
Bro,
blessed to not have played against
a lot
you.
Of people don't want to
nah a lot of people high. Nah, a lot of folks don't want those hands, bro. Oh my
nope,
god
nope, never actually. Yo,
the grimy little hands.
Yo, it's the coldest shit, like
gremlin,
because I remember like the first few times, and this is when I actually learned how Sableye is working, like going top lane, you know, I stack at that time and I don't want to carry too much.
Oh no.
And here comes Nekas. It's like basketball. He's like, hit him a crossover, and then nope, just swipes me, because this is my favorite basketball game. And he just comes through with the Allen Iverson swipe. I say Allen Iverson because I'm old, but I don't know who's relevant now. But he comes through with the swipe, steals your gold, goes to score, goes invisible. What can you really do? Like, people say Sableye's a menace, but like watching random, playing against Nikos, seeing maybe a few other Sableye's, like there's like a difference. Because there's some Sableye's you could just take advantage of them, but like the smart ones, like use the abilities, like stealing your gold. Like, that is such a good play to make. And it's really annoying and frustrating. So props to you, man. God damn it. You know. Good stuff.
It's hard sometimes.
Yeah, man. Yo, you know what's not hard is birthday celebrations. How's your birthday going? Talk to us.
Oh, yeah. My birthday's been going pretty great. I just slept through half the entire day.
Yo, let's go.
That's the best, though. Let's be real.
Sleeping in.
Yeah. Honestly, hell yeah. It's just... feels like any other day, just now I get to eat a cake as well.
Hey, love that. We hooked you up on the show. Yeah, right here with the overlay, you know what I'm saying? A little Sableye birthday celebration. We appreciate you.
Definitely. This is honestly probably one of the better birthdays I've had in most recent years, just because I get to spend it with some cool peoples as well.
Oh, that's so nice. We appreciate that, man. The heartstrings.
I'm honestly just flattered that you're willing to be here with us on your birthday, because that is the top compliment that I think any of us could ever receive. So thank you.
Ever. Really appreciate it. For me, well, actually, Attica, Randomoss, when it's your birthday, what do you guys use? What do you do normally? What's your celebration?
Oh. You go first, Randomoss.
You can go first, actually.
I kind of suck at the whole birthday thing, so kind of nothing. I mean, eventually I go visit my parents, usually weeks later, and we have like a little bit of cake, but I usually kind of avoid the fact that it's my birthday. Yeah.
Yeah, for some reason at least when I was in school, I just remember like showing up and being like, how many people don't know it's my birthday? And it's just the whole day, nobody acknowledges this. And for some reason, I had this weird sense of satisfaction that nobody knew.
Okay.
That dude in the corner, they don't know it's my birthday.
That's me. For real, God. For real.
He's sitting in school like, shit. He's like, yo, nobody knows my birthday. And I'm happy as a motherfucker. Goddamn, nobody knows nothing. I'm just over here chilling. What's up, random? Hey, what's up, man? What's up, man? Yeah, it's my birthday, though. Yeah. It's my birthday. Yeah. For me, that was cool. I was going to say, I play video games. And it is the most amazing thing, if that's proper English, I don't care. Because I've never had a birthday where I play video games where I lost games. It is awesome. Ooh. Like birthday luck.
What?
Like when I used to,
I want birthday luck.
When I used to stream Hearthstone, I always made sure I played on my birthday and I would just win all freaking day. Like even this past summer, playing Unite, we played Fortnite. I even got a win in Fall Guys. You know what I'm saying? Like I say a win because that game is actually really hard, but this isn't a Fall Guys podcast. I'll stop. But,
it is difficult though. I think we've all played.
It is. It is. It is really hard. I called it a ghetto Mario party, and I think that's my curse. I never should have. I trash talked.
They Fall don't Guys. Know that I've never played Fall Guys.
Wait, we have to get Random Moss on Fall Guys. But yeah, I just want to see
get Random Moss on Fall Guys.
Yeah, how you guys celebrate your birthdays? But yeah, I love birthdays, man. Good time. Nikos, thank you for coming on the podcast for your birthday. So, let me jump into the show notes. I'll go first here. So, we always ask every guest in the interview portion, just to help folks at home listening. And for those listening, make sure you come check us out on YouTube, because at the end of the show, Attica might have an ice cream cake and we got a Sableye cake on screen. And it's Nico's birthday. So we want to ask this question, really important. How did you create your username?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, we come with the hard hitters, you know? The hard hitters.
I think I just made it when how long would that be? I think I was on DeviantArt because I was just starting out being an artist, just trying to work on like traditional art and like post things up, and eventually I transitioned to digital art, and my original username at the time was JG Trainer because I was really into Pokemon at that time, and I was drawing lots of different like Pokemon comics and very much Pokemon Mystery Dungeon related. And the username I have now, was I really wanted to change my old username to this one just because I felt like this was a lot more me, and it's mostly because pink is my favorite color.
Nice.
Okay,
Nico, I love it. Is just I like Nico's cat in Japanese, and I really like cats. And I don't know why, but I added the S at the end to Nico's. So it's just because I really like how the S sort of like flows or like sizzles at the end.
Nico's. Yeah. No, I feel that. So creativity, yeah.
The part, at the time, I was really into Metal Gear Solid 3. And the bosses in those names were like, the boss, the pain, the rap. And I was like, man, that's so cool. I'm going to be the Pink Nikos.
Nice.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's pretty much my username now.
That's awesome.
I love that. This is actually one of my favorite questions. Like, I've done this question on many podcasts, so it's kind of played out with other hosts. They know it, but like, I just love finding out like where people create their username. Like when we had Attica on and I asked Attica how she got her username, I never would have guessed that. I was like, that's the coolest story. I never would have guessed that.
I would have never guessed Pink Nikos either. I was like, wait, the Pink Nikos? Wait, what? My God.
I've seen Pink Nikos, but not the Pink Nikos, you know.
Right, it is the Pink Nikos. Yeah,
speaking of Neko, Nekos, there is something on your streams when I watch. I think your follower alert goes something like, welcome to the singularity. Can you tell us about the singularity?
Oh, yeah.
The Neko singularity? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's just, I didn't know what I was doing at the time. I was just thinking, Nikos. It's plural. I'll just make this into like some sort of like cult thing. I'll just brand that as that. Welcome to the Nikos Singularities. Some sort of like eldritch cat cult. I don't know yet.
Nice.
Yet to really
love that.
I don't know what I'm doing with that yet.
Oh, yes, it's just a cult. Nothing much.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No big deal. Totally.
No
fine.
Big deal. This cult's everywhere.
But yeah. Can I join? Like, seriously?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, y'all got them signups?
You will all be assimilated.
Yes.
Can I join your cult? Like, The Last of Us? I'm looking for a cult. Been out in the cold, you know?
All you have to do is follow twitch.tv/thepinknekos.
Perfect.
Oh, that's it? Oh, I'm already in there.
TTV Pink Nekos.
Yeah, I'm already in there.
The Pink Nekos was... I made that a long time ago, and I don't remember the password to it. So,
hell yeah.
No. Oh,
who does? Who does?
Lost. Oh, no.
And yeah, I can't even get it. Like, get rid of, so, oh, wells.
Damn.
I just have to settle for TTV Pink Nekos now.
I love it, though. I love it. I'm going to hit you with one of my favorite questions since we're all asking our favies right now. As far as Pokemon Unite goes, I know it's changed my thoughts on some Pokemon. So, for instance, Lucario is like my favorite Pokemon in the game now, and that has actually made Lucario matter to me in the overall Pokemon. How has Unite changed your thoughts on certain Pokemon, and has Sableye changed for you since playing Unite, or was it always a favorite?
Definitely. A lot. Because I started off as a support main, Eldegoss. I really enjoyed playing Eldegoss so much that they definitely went up in the ranks of like one of my favorite Pokemons. And Sableye definitely, when I started just like playing him, like got really good at him, they definitely like skyrocketed to like fourth on my list, I think.
Nice.
Ooh.
Awesome. So all right.
And I just really love the gremlin aesthetic, and being a gremlin myself, it's great.
I love it. I love it. Is there a Pokemon that you hate more than you did prior after playing this game?
Trying to think. Because I don't really dislike most of the Pokemon. I don't know.
It's a hard one. If it didn't make you hate any Pokemon, A, I'm jealous, and B, that's totally okay.
I second that.
Right? There's a few. I got a list.
Yeah.
I very much like a lot of the like underrated Pokemon. My favorite Pokemon is still Dunsparce.
Yes. Ooh, oh my god.
Oh snap.
I love
okay.
you. I love you so much.
Dunsparce. Wait, what's the evolution? Dun-dun?
Da-dun.
The Dunsparce.
The Dunsparce. What's the actual difference? Because I saw it and I was like,
there's an extra
belly. Like, just copy and paste the mid segment ad nauseum. It's great.
Yeah, okay.
Just
like that.
Into, like some sort of eldritch being.
Like that caterpillar from Mario. Grows the bellies. Of. Okay. I'll stop. Sorry. Random squirrel brain. My bad. Yeah, that's the actual name. You're right. Yep.
There you go.
Yo, so Mr. Sableye main extraordinaire, like Random Moss. When did you start playing Unite? When did you get into it?
Playing day one of Unite.
Wow. Hey, let's go. Okay.
Heck yes, let's go.
Back in the Switch meta before mobile. Yeah.
Exactly. It was mostly just me and some friends. We saw the announcement for it. We're like, wow, this is really cool. And it's mostly just because we already were used to playing MOBAs. I used to play League of Legends before.
Okay, okay.
On Unite. So nice. I was very much I was already had it in my mind that objectives are gonna be really good. We gotta go to objectives.
Whoa. Don't talk crazy here. Don't talk crazy. No, I'm just kidding.
So I do, like, in League of Legends, you gotta
mm-hmm.
We gotta go for the dragons, and then at that time, oh man, it's 7 minutes. We gotta go to what's it called again? What's the bottom thing at the time? Oh my god!
I was in
League. I don't know.
In Unite, there's what's it called?
Oh, Zapdos.
Oh,
right?
Dreadnought
Stadium.
Dreadnought.
Yeah, there you go, Dreadnought. Wow. Yeah, just
Dreadnought will forever be the most important.
Very.
I love Dreadnought.
Yeah. I definitely didn't take the game seriously at all at the time. It's definitely been very much like, this is League of Legends for this is baby's first MOBA. We're gonna be playing against so many little Timmies.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yeah, and I definitely.
Timmy Studios.
I think when I first started as well, I definitely raged in Pokemon Unite because I was very calm with League of Legends, and then I just used Pokemon Unite to vent out my frustrations.
It is a tilting game, this is for sure.
Yeah.
I've gotten a lot better since then. But yeah, I definitely didn't take it seriously at the start. I definitely haven't played. I took a hiatus from like seasons 2 to 4, I think. And then I got back to playing Unite at season 5. I definitely started wanting to get better at the game. And I think it's season 7 when I finally reached like Master 1600 and started collecting my stickers.
Ooh.
Nice.
All right.
Love that. Love to hear that. Yeah, so we got Phoenix Affinity in chat. They approve of you being a day one Uniter as well. Love to hear that. I'm definitely a day one Uniter. I definitely have taken breaks here and there. I don't know why, but when I play video games, I just play it for way too long and too hard. So yeah. I'm definitely taking some time off.
Same.
Yeah, just burnout.
Whenever I start a new video game, I just want to complete the game before moving on to the next. So I'm always perplexed when I just see people buy a game, get through a quarter or half of it, and it's like, all right, let's play another one. And I'm like, the story hasn't ended yet. How could you?
No.
Yo, Randomoss really is a theater kid. That moment right there just made me believe it.
So dramatic.
Theater kidding. Good theater kidding.
Yeah, is it the fedora?
That helps too. That helps too.
I love it.
This season 2 fedora look, man, it's kind of cool. I'm liking it. Randomoss
ain't
playing.
Yeah, I love it too.
He ain't playing no games.
We in this.
Hell yeah. For those watching on Twitch and YouTube, I'm messing with the overlay, so you can enjoy that for a little few minutes. I'll get it fixed. Don't worry. No worries. But no, it's cool to hear you are a day one Uniter. So you remember back when Luka was dominating, you know what I'm saying, the boxing ring, and he just,
the 1-1-3 meta.
Just owned the Switch meta. Yeah, that 1-1-3 meta. Oh, my God.
I definitely wasn't educated on what's meta at the time.
Oh, okay.
I was very much just, I'm gonna play Eldegoss every single game.
Yeah.
Because I knew no one is going to play support. Mm, right. No one is play support.
Definitely not.
Someone's gotta do it.
Yeah, someone has to.
And yeah, I just play. It definitely felt a lot better to play Unite than League of Legends. 40-minute games. Goes down to 10 minutes. Hell yeah, I can play this 4 times.
Dude, I couldn't believe when I found that out. I was like, you guys, whoa, you guys play one match for 40 minutes? I was like, that's crazy. What if you lose? I used to play a bunch of other games online. The longest maybe was when I played NBA 2K. Those matches were like, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes. But if it was 40 minutes and then I lost, yeah, I see why people rage.
That's a big time sink. I think the longest I've gotten in, I've played League of Legends, was like 1 hour and 30 minutes
for one game.
Even, yeah, and it wasn't even ranked. This was standard.
Oh no.
I don't know why we cared so much about a normal game.
I'd rather go curl those center blocks. I'm good, yo.
Yep, 100%. I came from Dota, and I played a little bit of League and Heroes of New Earth. And I think the selling point on Pokemon Unite for me was the 10-minute games, plus, of course, Pokemon, duh. But, yeah, some of those games go on for, like, 30 years, and I'm like, oh, I just want to leave. Play this anymore. But speaking of other games... Did you ever get into Scarlet and Violet? That's kind of where I found my home more recently. And if so, what starter did you choose?
Yeah, I am still playing Pokemon Violet.
Yes, we love that.
I have not at all been playing it that much. I wanted to do a Nuzlocke just because, teehee.
Awesome.
And my starter was Quaxly.
Nice.
I love it. Let's go.
Hey, okay, Quaxly. Quaxly gang.
Yeah, I definitely haven't progressed in the game at all. everyone is doing these raids and stuff, and now I'm out here like, I've only been in one gym.
Oh my.
That's all my progress so far.
I love this. What kind of a Nuzlocke were you planning on doing?
Oh yeah.
I was like, I looked around, I was like, okay, I can do like one Pokemon per area, and it's actually pretty cool to like just scout out things and like, ooh, that looks new. Wow, that looks pretty sweet.
Nuzlockes are pretty fun in that since you can only choose one per area with limited resources, you get mons you never usually play, and you get a new respect for the more uncommon mons.
Yeah, like in the previous games, it's all random, but in Violet, it's like, wow, I can see the Pokemon I'm going to catch this time.
Mm-hmm. Hey, true that. That's a good point.
I want. Just seeing the Pokemon just walking around and it's so cool. I love it a lot.
It's really cool. That was probably one of my favorite things, too. Well, I'm looking forward to your Nuzlocke. So you need to hit me up and start doing that. Just, you know, putting a little bit of pressure on you. Keeping the pressure on.
Oh, man.
Yep. The pressure's on. Yo, once Attica... once Attica finds out you play Scarlet or Violet... Oh, yep.
It's over.
Now you got to show up.
It's over.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a quick question back to our hosts. Attica, Mike, have you ever done Nuzlocke? Just like a small little detour?
Me, Mike, personally...
Yeah.
But I've never like fully dived into one and completed one, which is great because on Mondays, me and Randomoss will be doing Unite Lock.
Oh,
starting tomorrow. Nice. I got some dinner plans with some college friends, but when I get back, we're doing it.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was going to DM you, but we're talking private on the show. So here we are. It's an open world. Whatever, bro. Good, Attica.
So I actually had never done a Nuzlocke and finally started my first one. We're doing an egg lock, and I spend more time hatching eggs and trading for eggs than I do playing the actual game, but it is hilarious. I love it. And I think my very favorite part is not only finding out what people want to send me. Like, my main is a Bruxish. I don't know. Mm. She carries. I don't get it. But finding out what everybody wants to name these Pokemon is ridiculous. Like, absolutely ridiculous. It's amazing.
All right. So Mosh Pit, this is where you're going to start the clip. I've Nuzlocked Pokemon Omega Ruby, Pokemon Moon, Ultra Moon. I've done a Wonder Lock of Omega Ruby where you Wonder Trade every one of your Pokemon. And then I did an emulator.
Damn.
I fired up an emulator on the computer. I did a Nuzlocke of Pokemon Emerald. Then I did one for Pokemon Platinum. Then I did a sword regular Nuzlocke. I did a sword hardcore Nuzlocke.
Okay, that's 10.
What?
That's, I have 8.
Oh, I have 2 fingers left. Math. Maths.
Math is hard. We don't math. Like,
nah. But I do have yet to do a Scarlet Nuzlocke.
Ooh, there's one you haven't done. Holy crap.
I'm excited.
Damn. Man. Nuzlocke seem cool. I'm too like basic burger and chicken kind of guy. I was like, I play the mainline games, okay, you know, I collect that battle. I don't know about the custom stuff or the Nuzlockes or the emulators, but the older I get, I'm kind of like, you know what? Let me see what that's about. What's going on over here?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, the most stressful parts of Nuzlocke is definitely right before the Elite Four. Hey, just because it's the culmination. And I remember, on average, I spend like 30, 45 minutes just before the Elite Four, making sure, looking at Serebii, just making sure I have counters to all the Pokemon, kind of know what AI would come. For Omega Ruby specifically, wait, no, I think it was Emerald. Drake's Shelgon always opens with Protect, so I had to make a strategy having that extra turn.
I never had any of this preparation. I just go in raw.
That's gonna be me too. I'm like, I don't got time for that. Rux says she's gonna carry. It's gonna be fine. I believe.
Ain't nobody
Whatever
got time for that.
Whatever happens.
Nice. I love that shit. That's awesome. He said, "No, I'm not prepping. I'm just going straight in." He's like, "Listen, I watched anime. Ash doesn't train. He doesn't prep. Just going in. Let's go."
Right, it's fine. Pikachu carries. Whatever. Right?
So is that what is it? So it's friendship that gets him through. I don't know how he did it. You know, he did it. Shout out to Ash Ketchum.
Yeah.
But yeah, that sounds intense. Doing the Nuzlocke and then right before the Elite Four, it's gonna be crazy. Like, it's just crazy to me watching folks do Nuzlocke playing whatever game. And I'm like, oh, I remember that game. Let's say it's Pokemon Black. And I'm expecting a Pidgey. And then they walk in the grass and it's like an Entei level 17. I'm like, what the hell is this? What
the
is this?
The randomizers are so cool.
I'm like, yo, so cool. It's wild. And you see like a Ho-Oh or a Charizard out of nowhere. I'm like, yo, this is nuts. I don't know if I could do that. Because one guy lost his run, quick sidestep, on Twitch. He was walking into a grass. His last Pokemon, it was like Half-Life. And then he walks into the grass and then he's like, guys, I really hope Rayquaza does not pop up.
No way.
Dude. Boom. Rayquaza pops up. Boom. Team gone. Challenge over. And he was just like,
oh my God.
You know, the quick transition on the camera. He had the sad crybaby music with the violin. And he just had his head down. Man, it was. I was like, how did I cue into this? Like, I wish I clipped it. I was like, I just got here randomly. And he's like, hope I don't see Rayquaza. Bow, Rayquaza.
It's Pokemon Unite all over again.
Yeah.
Always. He lost the Ray.
Always. He lost the Ray. Damn.
It's such R.I.P.
Team wipe.
Team wipe, man. Yo, so, yeah, we love that you are into Scarlet Violet. Are you familiar, Nikos, that there are rental teams you can battle with?
No, I am not at all.
Yes, sir. So that's where I get my juice and my excitement from. I have no interest and want to build teams. And if I do, it'll just be one because I'm a Cancer. I never believed in Zodiac, but the more I look at it and think about how I am, I'm like, yeah. So the emotion part for me, like if I put time into building this team and then I get stomped, I'm gonna be really mad. So
my life
I just,
every day.
Right. So I just borrow rental teams. And then when I win with them, I'm just extra. I'm like, yo, let's go. Because I didn't build this team. I'm not sure how they originated and wanted to go. I'm not watching the 20-minute YouTube video. Sorry. But I'd be winning games and rentals. So, hey, just want to say, if you ever don't want to make teams but want to try VGC out, do some rental teams. I know Attica Absolutely. Plays. She could probably slide you a code or two.
Oh, don't use my man. Team. It was supposed to lose, but it was supposed to be fun.
Lovely.
But yeah, shout out to Biggie706 because he taught me about rental teams. That's actually what got me back into Scarlet Violet. And then already knowing Attica was doing it a lot, I was like, you know what? I'm going to ramp it up some more too. But yeah, I'm really enjoying Scarlet Violet. Cool stuff. Before we get back to Unite, Raidamos, have you tried out any rental teams in Scarlet Violet? Or do you have any teams?
I don't think I use rental teams. And I don't actually have like a competitive team on me. I only played my friends a couple of times. And I just had Palafin, Goldengo, like on the teams. Like Mons I knew would be good. But I just don't really have like that cohesive team yet.
I'm going to second Attica. That's all you need? It's Palafin?
Goldengo. It's fine. Yeah. The rest of the team can be like Rattatas, which aren't even in the game, but it's fine.
Yo, the level 1 Focus Sash Rattata, quick attack
Done.
Endeavor.
Sold. Just like, you'll be fine. You don't even need to go that hard, honestly. Those two Pokemon just carry.
You already know my team's going to have a Dunsparce.
Nice. Yes, the Dunsparce is nothing to sneeze at, too. If you decide to evolve it, it's not bad.
Yeah, I know it has Hyper Drill, and doesn't that like break Protect?
I think it does. I think it goes through. There's a few things that go through.
Yeah, it's
Protect,
pretty good.
Also, I suck at VGC, so nothing of what I said is gospel.
Yeah, I get most of my Pokemon knowledge from Pokemon Showdown.
For me, it's from all of the losses, and then when I watch other, the rare, the other VGC streams that are playing ladder, and then I'm now like immersed. I'm like, okay, so I just played 18 games straight. I won like four of them. All right, he's going to pick this. That's going to be their opener. And like, I'm slowly seeing myself like predict teams and moves. Like, it's really cool because I'm not trying to be the best or no pun. I'm not trying to be the best or
never was.
To clash them is my real test.
Dun, 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 dun. I have so, not at all gone into BGC. I got smooth caveman brain. I just, yo, big number.
Same. Same.
Same here. Yep. Big caveman brain, big numbers. Wait, that's a fire type. Get the water. Yep. Okay.
Exactly. Yep. When I reply my friends, I'm like, haha, I got a Snorlax. <That's> it. It's big. Let's go.
Hell yeah, man. I am loving this. Hey, so I want to ask a question about Unite. If you do, question.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. What is your season 10 goal with Unite? I can give an example if you want. For me, if you want, and I keep talking. For me, I'm doing Pokemon achievements, so I want to get 10 more logged in before next season starts. So right now I'm at 93. I'm trying to get to 103. So just curious, because not everyone has a goal for the season, like, you know, trying to get to a certain rank or get something unlocked, but just curious, you know, if you have any goals for season 10 in Unite.
Honestly, like, my goal for season 10 right now is just to play with more people, I think. Just get into more, like, five stacks and trios or duos with more people, really.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I love it. Mostly also because solo queue is kind of scuffed this season, so.
Absolutely. So is duo and trio queue.
Same. Definitely, but at the very least, if it's with people I know, I can chill with, then we can laugh about the pain together, you know?
Fair. Like your own support group. Well, you get to all cry about the exact same thing in the exact same game.
Yep. Exactly. I guess we're finding another five stack, and they have a Zacian Comfy. Lovely.
Surprised.
Yeah, very good game.
Shocked.
I love that my duo is are both in veteran.
Yes.
Fantastic. Yes.
Can't stand that. Actually had Nikos, sorry to make you mad here. I've actually had more success in solo queue than anything else.
Ooh.
I'm refusing to play stacks at this point, unless it's five.
Yeah, it's crazy.
If you're finding success in solos, good on you, friend.
Hell yeah.
Happy for you.
It's me and Blastoise until those cannons don't work. Yeah, man.
Yes.
It is so cool.
I just feel like in solo, you're less likely to run into A, five stacks, and B, a Zacian Comfy duo. Like,
exactly.
I'll take a Zacian. I'll take a Comfy. Mm-hmm. I'll take two that don't have comms, so they're going to have to try to play together, and they're going to be scuffed. But you give me both of them every time I duo and trio, or you give me a five stack with both of them every time, and I don't know how you guys do this every day.
Hey, I've heard that quote before. I watch the stream all the time. Yeah, I don't know how they do it every day. It's crazy. I can't, but Attica figured it out. Go solos. Now you got people who have to figure out how to make the two crazy characters work together during the game that they just met each other. I never thought of it that way, Attica. Damn, you're smart.
Well, my favorite thing is if we have a Zacian on our team and we have a Comfy on our team, but they're obviously both solo, if I carry better, all of a sudden I have a Comfy on me instead of the dog having a Comfy. And I'm like, sup?
What's up?
That's my goal for season 10, is to take every Comfy and have them be like, hey, yo, she's cooking over there. I'm going to go hang out with her. And I'm like, yeah.
Love that. That is such a good strategy. Yeah. I love that. Yo, Randomoss, what's your goals for season 10?
Ooh. Technically,
besides
I have got
that cool-ass
one of them.
Hat. Sorry.
One of them was 1600, which I got relatively quicker, I guess. Like, it was still, like, hard fought, but going at it. I guess my other goal before the season ends would be to get Gold Ribbon Serena.
Nice.
Wait.
I believe I'm at 156,000, and I need 9,000 more.
I was going to say, you're not close? Yeah, because you're one of the best I've seen play Serena. Yeah.
Thank you.
No, like this dude will walk into a 1v4 and walk out. Like, how you do that, bro? Like, what the? I don't get it.
Oh, yeah. I have a fun little Serena moment that I like to share with Nico's. I remember we were duo or trioing and we were like in lane. They have their knockoff ready. And I'm like, I don't have my stomp up. I need a stack. And then they got so pissed that it was like the most beautiful knockoff or follow up. But like, I didn't follow up on that. And as a Sableye player, I'm aware that's the most annoying thing.
It feel like that.
Luckily, it wasn't too. Luckily, it wasn't too consequential. But PSA for everybody playing with a Sableye, capitalize off of knockoff, please.
Yes.
Follow up on your Sableyes.
Yep.
Well, I had a quick question about Sableye in the meta right now. I'm hearing from the chat box that your Sableye counters Zacian. So for every single person, which is literally all of us that need help with Zacian, how do you take your Sableye and play it into the dog meta and come out making a difference? Because I love this and I want to learn. Please teach.
Oh, I don't.
Oh, no.
Funny thing, yeah. If the Zacian has agility up, then they just, oh, they go, they're out of there.
The moment
I get hit him with a knockoff, they just run away. And okay, I guess that's it for that engage.
The other thing is, if you miss time, you're like boosted into knockoff and they're able to get their Sacred Sword up, you're just kind of stuck there.
Yeah, especially if they Sacred Sword as I'm like boosted auto. It's a lot of waiting involved or just trying to catch them off guard when they're trying to get into lanes.
Also, especially, oh god. If you have
especially since the five stack I roll with, we started implementing this role of not going to mid anymore for center bees, just because Zacian just shreds all the bees really too quickly.
Okay. So,
if we ever go to center bees, we have to be there like 5 or 10 seconds before the Zacian shows up so we can kill him first and then get our bees.
Absolutely.
There's definitely a lot of prep involved and just a lot of weeding things out if you want to. Like,
absolutely.
Beatization. Even harder when they have a full heal and a comfy on them.
I was just about to bring up full heal. You did the most big brain play. You boosted when your knockoff wasn't up, which procced the Zacian full heal, anticipating a knockoff. Yeah. And I was with comms with you. Curzy was there too. And it was just like, oh my god, that's one piece of the puzzle. They don't have their third defense option.
Yeah.
We were able to get the Zacian.
Yeah, and then I do remember that game because we also lost Rayquaza to a comfy.
That was hilarious too. Like, we were hard zoning out the Glaceon, because Glaceon, Icy Wind, is one of the best secures in the game. Had to get that out.
Yep.
Got Glaceon, Rayquaza was on a sliver, and Comfy boosted. What can you do?
Mm-mm. Damn.
Man.
Comfy's cracked. It's always Comfy, the Comfy. You gotta watch out for this. It's cracked.
Yeah. Especially TTV versus YT, that game. That was mental how Comfy got that.
Oh, yeah, I heard Comfy secured a tournament win for somebody somewhere. That's rough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't imagine that. I would not want that to happen to me.
Yeah.
If it was on my team, though, I mean, hey.
If it makes you feel better, we ended up winning that game.
You know what? I do feel better now. Also, for those watching us live, Discord is recording, so... don't worry, the podcast will be saved and uploaded just fine. I understand sometimes OBS drops from Twitch, so that may happen here and there. But those watching on YouTube, you're not affected at all. Please subscribe to our channel. All right, loving this, baby. But yeah, man, this Zacian meta with the Comfey and all this stuff is crazy. Especially when they got like a Clefairy on their team. And then, no. Sorry. The Zacian Comfey. And then, because Gudra's here now, they have Gudra. And then they have Clefairy, and then they freaking have Urshifu, or swap Clefairy with Trevenant. And it's just some kind of crazy combination of overpowered, just Oh, it's just too much. I was enjoying Attica play Lucario during her long stream the other day. It was cool to see. I like seeing Lucario.
I miss Lucario. Water Bear is way better, actually. I ended the stream just spamming Water Bear and just carrying games because I won't play Zacian, but I'll play Urshifu at this point since Zacian exists. My Luca just got stunned for like 30 years and they nerfed Full Heal. I have some feelings on this.
Damn. No, you're right. I forgot. You anyway, Urshifu, and you were beating ass and you were just vibing. I was like, this is cool. You were like, yeah, Urshifu's upgrade Lucario, but I'm just going to ride this out. Yeah, you were killing
really
people.
Is. I'm pissed. But like, nerf Lucario and then we'll release Urshifu. And I'm like, okay.
Like, I missed the meme of like when they nerf Lucario and he's like still the same. Like the before and after
exactly pictures, the
same one.
8 nerfs later and we're just like, we're still thriving. And then finally they just released. It's just power creep. Now he's just not. He's just not. Unless you're in fives, then he's fine.
Thank you. Because
power creep.
For a lot of episodes before Attica joined, I was using that term because I used to play card games. And I just remember that from card games, each set, there's a newer version of that one. And it just costs less, does more. And that's what they did to Lucario. Like, they stopped nerfing it because it just didn't work. And then they just released, like, a better version of it. And it's like, how dare you?
Literally. Red Shifu like is better Pup and Blue Shifu is better E-Speed. I'm like, okay, cool, thanks.
Oh man,
so can't not fair.
Next year, get a Power Creep Sableye.
Oh my god, no!
Who would that be though?
Umbreon.
Well, you can still.
Umbreon's gonna be disgusting. The CC is ridiculous. I haven't
the
watched anybody
looks
play.
Good. But the one thing I'm thinking, it just restricts your movement in that area. You can still use moves.
Oh, that's fair. Okay.
Who's the next Pokemon that would just do what Sableye does, just CC them to oblivion, but better? That's scary to think about.
More CC, more damage, more invis. Whoa.
Please none. Please nobody.
I'm gonna guess like Mimikyu or some other ghost like that.
Oh, don't do that to my Mimikyu. I love Mimikyu. I can't have this game Mimikyu.
It wouldn't be
my
Mimikyu.
Oh, that's right. Attica's Mimikyu.
Not like this. Not like this.
Damn. Listen, I hope it's not Mimikyu. You're right. I'll take that back. I'll take it back.
It would be a good one, though, to have as Mimikyu. I'm upset. That would be really good.
Oh, I have one. It might be Tinkatink, Tinkaton, Tinka. Tinkatink, Tinkatuff, Tinkaton.
Listen. No. Listen. You back off of Jane Foster, okay? Jane Foster is a national treasure around here. I love these from Jane Foster. When I saw that Pokemon, I was like, oh, this is Lady Thor. Easily. Every single one I caught, I just called Jane Foster. I just can't not. If anyone hasn't seen that movie, you're crazy. You need to go watch it. It's awesome. Yeah. Sorry. Thor is great. It's a great franchise.
Love and Thunder, you were talking about?
Yes, Love and Thunder. This is not a Thor podcast. I'll pull back, but it's a great one. Yeah.
I'll throw myself under the bus. I haven't seen it.
No, totally fine. Like, I'm not that person in life where it's like, oh, you didn't have enough free time to watch the things that I watched and we didn't know each other. It's like, no. It's cool. But no, it's definitely empowering for women. It was definitely in that wave of movies coming out. I believe Scarlet Witch came out last summer. There was The Woman King.
That one was so good, by the way.
Yes. There's like last summer was definitely the summer of movies for like women empowerment. Mm-hmm. And Love and Thunder, right up in there. Random Ossar, he could tell you. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because she was a badass with that hammer. Let me stop. All right.
Yeah, don't spoil anything. I still have to watch it. Hold up.
Okay. Yeah, I won't say nothing. I never seen it. Hey, Nikos, question for you.
Yo.
Is there a Pokemon that you're not as good with that you wish you were better with? If that's a thing.
Very much everything that isn't Sableye.
Okay, that's fair.
I definitely want to like get better like with every other Pokemon. It's actually kind of funny that you mentioned that as well because I was watching like a lot of the older Serenity 5 podcasts and I remember one point it was mentioned about completing Pokemon Unite where someone
buys
all the skins or something like that.
I think I was the one that brought it up.
I think Ender did it, actually.
For real?
I think he did. He had like a whole arc on it. I'm not sure if he actually bought them all, but that was the plan, is he was going to buy every single Hollower.
Yeah, that was... I also had that plan at the start of Unite, because in League of Legends, there's another YouTuber that wanted to beat League of Legends, and his name was Trinimortal, and he had all the skins for a lot of the champions in that game, and I was like, man, I could do that for Pokemon Unite. And then... Oh, no. Let's just say that I have 2 episodes of me beating Pokemon Unite, and I still have 4 episodes I still need to edit that are like back in season 7 or 8 now.
My. Oh, damn.
I'll get to those eventually.
Eventually.
Like, we can all relate.
Agreed. I kind of spent lots of money on this game, so...
Oh, man. That's rude.
Listen, the way you said it, the way you said it with the lean, you're just like, and you're exhausted. You're like, listen, man, the money I spent on this game, bro, the money I spent on this game, goddamn.
Yeah,
it's like you lost 50 bucks at the poker table.
Yeah, oh, 50 bucks would be nice. Hold on.
I have a notepad for all my Unite finances and like what I spent all my money on.
Oh, I'm just looking at my word.
No.
Oh, my
word.
I'm
looking at this because like the only times I ever spend my money is whenever like the skins that are unavailable go on sale. Because I'm like, oh, man, I need to get this so I don't have to like buy it at full. And it's like, oh, there goes another 100. Uh-huh. There's another 100 right there.
Goddamn. Well, it is your birthday. You can get a skin today. It's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll
treat yourself.
Back on it.
I'm just waiting for the Sableye Circus skin to come out, because that's what I am saving all my EOS gems for at the moment. Yeah.
I wish that they would cater to my crowd, because what drew me to this game, stupidly, like I love Mega Charizard X. And stupidly, I just thought that'd be a character in this game at the start. Not with the knowledge now of how the game works and stats and all that. I just thought that'd be a thing. And then when I learned that it wasn't, I was like, oh, maybe they'll release the skin one day and then they'll get my crowd of people, because then I will just dump money, because the visual is what I'm looking for.
Right, but, exactly.
Dude, I'm not calling claim to it, but I definitely trash talked the idea of this phrase in the beginning, and it kind of caught on everywhere. Like the fast food fits. Bro, nah, the fast food honeys.
Hi, may I take your order?
Like the Dairy Queen outfits with the hats and the Wendy's with the purple and the side caps. I can't. I'm like, yo, where are my mega skins? Okay, like, you know, Randomoss had his list. Yo, Moshpit, hit that clip. Ready? Boom. Where's my mega skins? I need to see me a Mega Charizard X. I don't care about why. Yo, I need Mega Gardevoir. Okay. I need Mega Lucario. Okay. Listen.
Mega Titar.
Mega Titar later on. Okay. And then listen, Mega Sableye with the big gem hiding behind it. You can see it or not. Listen, and then ready? I'm looking for it. Where's my Z moves? You know what I'm saying? Catch me doing a stupid pose. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. There's so much stuff they could put in this game that I would spend money on. And currently, there's nothing in here. I'm just like, nope. Same old clothes from day one. That shirt's from 2 years ago. This is stupid. I have so many black Dorito tickets. I stole that, by the way. I don't know who said it at first.
Same.
But too many black Dorito tickets. It's just is booty cheeks. It could be so much better. And I'm just here patiently waiting. But while I'm waiting, I'm playing other games like VGC and stuff. So
if they made all the fast food fits like purchasable with the black Doritos, I'd definitely
I'd spend it on there.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
That's but a good.
Like, honestly, that's good. If they keep releasing Lucario skins, I will single-handedly keep them in business. So that's the only place where I just can't help it.
Yo.
I'm like, oh, Luca got a skin. All right, take my money.
That Halloween one. So like, do you guys agree if they released more skins with alternate Unite moves, like the visual? That'd come off, right?
Because
I'm like, yo, like when Blastoise was it Blastoise? I forget. But there are a handful of characters that. The Hollower changes the visual of the Unite move, and I'm like, that's the lane they need to push, but they barely do.
Yes.
Like the company that sells everything. Basically. Yeah, like push those skins. Where are those at? I don't know. So I'm sorry to go on a tangent, but what I'm trying to say in a long way is that I haven't gotten into the skin game because they don't release good ones for me. No, that's like fair. Nowhere. Yeah, so yeah, I'm sad. Sorry. But meanwhile, we have there's collectors out there, so let me shut up.
Pokemon, gotta buy them all.
Pretty much.
I think the only, like, if I wasn't doing the challenge, the only, like, Pokemon I probably would buy all the skins for is Sableye and Eldegoss. Mm-hmm. And I'm so sad that I missed out on, like, that one event where I could have gotten the Eldegoss, like, hat. In the
that one's hat. So cute.
Oh, yeah.
That and, one.
Like, the when it's also surrounded, like, a flower crown, I think, as well. Mm-hmm. I really hope those two skins goes back on sale at some point, like, comes available, because I really, really want them.
That would be cool. It would be awesome if they, like, reissued skins that people want, and then they just took away all the garbage, and then they started putting cool stuff in. Like, understand, when it comes to games, you got to have your best set of characters and items, and then your worst set. But in this, like, 2013 going forward phase, like, you do not need to have a bad closet and then some good items. Like, every item for sale should be straight fire. Mm-hmm. I totally get have good characters and bad characters gameplay. But when it comes to, like, my in-game characters drip, you know what I'm saying? I should not have sandals with shorts and a t-shirt for 2 years. Like,
agreed.
Yo,
agreed.
Give me
more drip for my trainer, please.
My man, young CEO. He's had the suit forever, but look at the shoes. Like, my man can't even get good business shoes. The company, Mr. CEO, like, he makes that joke all the time. Like, this game has horrible outfits. I tried when they had that partnership with Balenciaga. I did it for half a day, and then I did customs at Young CEO. He was like, look at this dude with his belt loop, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know what? He's right. Changed my outfit right back. Shorts, t-shirt, sandals. I'm chilling, bro.
So, Nikos, speaking of... We're complaining about stuff about the game, right? What would be something that you would change if you could about the game?
Ooh. And you can't buff Sableye.
No, yeah. Absolutely not. I'm banning that as an answer.
No buffs. And what Agatha says goes.
That's dangerous.
I mean, I don't know. Like, honestly, like, the only, like, problems I have at the moment is just with Zacian, really, and matchmaking.
Yep. Absolutely.
I just want to have, like, a better, like, experience, you know, just playing the game, really, in general.
Absolutely.
Agreed. Matchmaking.
Keeping the game balance, making matchmaking balance as well. That's all that works for me, really.
I like where you're going with that.
I love that.
In the Twitter anger crowd, but the more I play solos, the more I understand where Twitter folks are coming from when it comes to the matchmaking topic, and I see it, I'm just like, oh my God, the more I actually play off stream solos, I get more wins. But when I'm on stream duos, trios, it's really hard.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. What is it up with, like, just regular trios, decent players going against, like, top 35 stacks and having ultra or vet team duo teammates?
We actually
when is that okay?
It was disgusting.
I've also had that a couple times as well.
It's just not fun. I'm like, okay, I know you guys are great, but I'm still in vet, so can you leave me alone? I don't want to play against people with 3k elo because matchmaking's broken. Go
5K
go play
now.
With your people. I want to play with my people.
Mm-hmm. Like, match me with my folks, not the dudes up here Super Saiyan Please. 3. Hold up, man. I was at work the past 3 days. You know what I'm saying?
Well, especially on the weekends, right? Like, I know they can find people on the weekends. I know people are playing this game. So don't feed me to the sweaty fives. Don't do it. Feed me to the non-sweaty fives.
Thank you.
For the people that have been working 9 to 5 all week and they're getting together with their friends and maybe they're a little tipsy. Let me play against them because we'll be more evenly matched. I don't want to play against Team TTV or YT and be like, not like this.
Not like this.
Oh, man.
What Attica said, but with a thumbnail like this. Like, Like, not like this.
I don't think this isn't hyperbole. I just remembered, I think one of the five stacks that happened with the trio duo was high five. I definitely recall seeing all five HI five. And it's just me trioing with my friends, and it's the just Vet Ultra duo. Like, I looked it up like after. The guy just got Ultra.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, with their vet teammate, and now they're going against high five.
You. You know what's crazy? What? I didn't know that they were like a team on that level, UCS level, because I played against them on my stream, and people in chat were like, "Oh my god, it's high five!" And I'm just the kind of person where it's like, I'm not getting geeked about who I play against, nor am I going to trash talk them, especially if it's like another streamer content creator, because most likely I've already engaged with them. So it's more of like a, "Oh snap, let's do it, buddy." And then we'll talk at the next interaction. Like, this happened all the time with Bloomer, Jess. That's how I got them on the show, because I used to queue against them every morning. Bloomer, Jess, and Palmer were like, they're like 20% of my fabric in Unite Life. Like, they were around every morning when they were doing their thing, and I was online at the same time. So finding out High Five is like a UCS level team, I'm just like, oh shit, I played against him on my stream. Like, I didn't realize that. So, like, yeah, matchmaking is broken. I'm not saying I'm not that great, but how am I playing against these high level tournament motherfuckers? What? That's crazy. Crazy. So, you're right, man. Matchmaking. You're right.
I'll take all the bad Hollowware. I'll take them only releasing McDonald's skins for the rest of forever, and I will buy every single one if they fix matchmaking.
Wow.
Yo, I will rock that Duraludon beak Burger King fit with the side hat, you know what I'm saying? If I can play against another 1,400 player, I'm down.
Exactly.
Just give us a fair match. Like,
yeah.
Like, a fair match is so... I think the last fair match I've ever had was... Okay, actually, it was relatively recent, but it was like one in like 500 matches I felt like was legitimately fair.
Yep.
Maybe two, and I'm just hoping that I lost that other one. But the one I played, I actually played against Big Bud's trio with my trio, and I think we're fairly evenly matched. And it was just like, I felt like we were actually playing. There wasn't anything too fancy. It felt like an even fight. There was a moment at Ray. My team happened to win, but I recognized their skill. GG's. Like, that was fun. That's but now, GG. Whenever I win, I just see, oh, that other team, someone on that team made a mistake. And that's why I won. Or when it's like my team, I lose because, oh, I made a mistake or somebody else made a mistake and everybody was just together. It definitely feels like I can, 99% of the games, I can pinpoint moments where somebody either made a mistake or someone didn't adapt to something else properly.
Right. Absolutely.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Man, you're right on that. Hey, man, Nikos, happy birthday, man. Once again, I can't say this enough. I gotta
happy birthday!
Sound effects in the stream deck.
Thank you.
Yo, I think this is an exciting, fun episode, and I feel really special, you know, to be here with you guys, of course, but to have like a birthday episode, like, this is cool as hell, man. Like, the fact that someone spent their time, their birthday time with us on the podcast is like so amazing. Like, I guess I should think and dream more scenarios, like, what could I do with this show? But like, it just never crossed my mind, like, somebody would want to spend their birthday on the podcast. So thank you. Thank you, man, for real. Like, this is cool as hell.
This is awesome. This might even top last week's Zambi coming over to my house.
Yeah, like, how are this we is keep one this going? That's my question.
Oh, yeah, next week we'll keep it going.
Oh, next week. Oh, next week is like, yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
That's true. Next week's gonna be Pog, but after that, I mean, what are we? We're all just gonna have to like meet somewhere and be like, all right, now it's all in person. What's up? But then how do we top that? Like, I think we're setting a really dangerous precedent, and I love
it. Yeah, standards. Oh, no.
Oh man, podcast power creep.
Right? I do have cake though for the birthday. I think it's finally it is
the
Pog.
Cake.
Happy birthday.
The cake.
Oh, it tastes like freezer.
Happy birthday, Nekos.
It tastes like freezer.
No, it's like it's been in my freezer for like a year, which it has. Nope.
That is too funny. It tastes like freezer.
It tastes like freezer.
No, I have to laugh.
Something else at this point.
I have to laugh because, like, man. I've been there and I know what you're saying. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's the smell of the freezer where it just smells like ice and freezer. It's
yep, that freezer like... burn. Man.
Gross.
I love this show. I just love how down to earth and real we all are. Like, yeah, I've been there. Shared experience. Yep.
Yep.
So bad. So bad.
Oh, this just in before we wrap the show up. I got to hit the air horn. And I got to get the applause because I just got confirmation for the 9th spot next week. Feral Evie has confirmed that she is available. You can't see my phone
Let's
really, but
go.
Feral
Let's
Evie.
Go.
Let's nice. Go. That's awesome.
I'm really excited. So since we're sitting here, let me just give the update because it is next week, the next episode. So for those listening on the downloads, and I see you guys on Spotify downloading the show. I really appreciate it. We get a lot of views and listens and downloads more than YouTube, and the show never started that way. So just know for everyone listening, it's really appreciated. And shout out, man, what, just the Anchor downloads, Spotify. I can't see iTunes because, you know, it's special, but I know you guys are there too. So for next week, we have our first ever, it's going to be a one-time event, but talking to Crunches, we're going to make this a monthly thing. So next week is our first ever Badass Women of Unite event. And on that panel, we have a lot of cool people. And I'm really excited because Feral Evie said that she can make it. She's in my time zone, but she said 10:30 our time is perfect and there's no worries there. And this panel is going to be so cool. The future ones won't be as big. But for this first one, it's really cool to see the number of women who want to be involved because they see how important the moment is to really get it launched and going. So really hyped for this. So let me jump to the list here and I can get you guys informed on who's going to be there. So, of course, you know, to start off with our co-host, Queen Attica, of course, Attica is going to be in the building. You know what I'm saying? Really down with that. No, for real, Attica. Hey, I know, listen, Attica plays a cool nonchalant, but people love you. You got to know this. I know you're trying to be humble. Oh. Okay, fine. All right. She might be here. We'll see. We'll see. No, I'm just kidding. But Attica will definitely be here, you know, with us. And then hosting this event once a month, we have put Crunches in place as the MC of the event. So, you know, kind of look at it like, you know, the Oscars or any kind of show like that. Like, you know, me, Attica, and Random House, we're here every week, but we got this special event. And then we're putting Crunches in place to be the MC and run the show. So it's cool collaboration there with 1HP and a dream. You know what I'm saying? This is really a dream. So here's the list of guests for next week's episode. We're going to start off. We have Cookie Dough coming through. Yes. Rat Taurus confirmed. And all these names are confirmed. Loving this. We have Radiant Rosander. And I've been checking her streams out more and more. She plays a lot of Eevees and Gardevoirs. And she's really cool. Cool vibe. We got Brandy Turquoise coming through. Brandy's really cool, mad cool person. And I've been following all these people's streams and learning more about them as the weeks have been building up to this event. So it's cool to like meet them through the tweet and then I get to follow their content. So just keep going for number five. Number five, we have Psyche on the panel. That one right there, she has been really hyped about this event and making sure it takes off and gets launched and like, those folks who are trying to talk it down and get to me, she's making sure, like, I'm just keeping my head clear and staying away from them. And I've been doing that. So appreciate Psyche. And for the rest of the list, we have Keztastic, Kellosaurus, Alexia G, and Feral Evie. You can't tell me this shit ain't gonna be popping next week. Come on.
Oh my this is so good. God. This is so
That's
good.
A World Series lineup.
I am here to hear the list, much less be there tomorrow to yes. be there, like just to be there. Oh my god,
it's gonna be amazing.
I'm gonna be honest, I'm already nervous.
Nah, no need to be nervous. This is gonna be a good time, man. But yeah, next week it's getting started around 7:30. Oh, we got Country Nines in the chat. Hold on. Hey, Country Nines, are you available? Because I remember it's either you or Wolfie who couldn't do it, but no. Hey, if Country Nines is available, Country's in there too. I just want all the women who are available and create content and unite to feel that this is an open, inclusive event. So definitely step in. And it's okay if you're not a content creator country, but the point is, like, a lot of the streams I hang out in, you're in, and people know who you are. So I don't want it to be like, oh, you got to check this, this, and this. No, like, you play Unite, a lot of the streamers know you, so we got you, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you said you already cleared. She's like, hey, man, hey, I cleared my schedule. You forgot me.
Oh, my.
No, I got you, Country Nines. And to add to that list, Country Nines, let's go. But yeah, it's going to be a great time. I can't wait till next week.
I'm super, super excited. This is going to be amazing. Oh, yeah. I knew it was going to be big, but my God, Mike. My God, that's crazy. That is a hell of a list.
Yeah. Oh, and ready? Because Psyche made this work and we got it confirmed. So the week after that, I'm so excited for this. Okay, let me calm myself down. So next week we got the first of many Women of Unite events. And then the week after, for April 2nd, she's coming back from the panel, but she's also bringing a friend with her. We got Psyche coming back and she's bringing Curly Q. Oh my God.
Go. Oh my God.
And.
Hell yeah.
You know, Randomize said he was nervous for next week. I'm geeked for 2 weeks because I had asked Curly a while ago, and I understand where she is at in space and content creation wise and how random people can be and all the. We talked about this earlier about the weirdness and people and stuff. So it was just cool that Psyche could be like, yo, you want to come on the podcast? And we were trying to get her for. Next week's show, but the scheduling didn't work, so that's what I was like, Psyche, could you guys do the week after and then you can come back? Because then I'm like, oh, that's wow. Just perfect to me. I think within like 5 minutes Psyche got back to me. She's really, really quick with messaging, so cool person, man.
Nice.
Really excited for that. So yeah, we got a excellent, exciting couple weeks coming to the show, man. I'm really hyped. It's gonna be a good time.
I'm super, super excited.
Yeah. To like make something out of nothing, like next week before this event would have just been March 26th. But you know, now we get it. End this month with a banger. Speaking of bangers, thank you once again, Nekos, for coming through on your birthday, hanging out with us, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for tolerating all of my questions. I always ask stuff that's not on the plan. I'm sorry, but I appreciate the heck out of you. You are amazing, and it was a pleasure to get to talk to you today.
Yeah, this was awesome. Good. So fun.
No, honestly, I like when Attica has her own questions. It feels great. I'm like, oh.
I can't help it.
Honestly.
People start talking. I'm like, ooh, me.
Let her cook.
Let her cook. Yo, when we see Attica cooking, putting that seasoning in, hey, we just back off. Listen, man.
Salt guy over here, you know.
She whipping the pots. I was like, oh, you know what? Because I can see it cooking in her face. And when she asks, I just like hit mute.
Like, she's got a question. Hold on.
Hit mute. Let it go. No, it's really cool because I see my show notes and I'm just like, I think these are decent, but if you guys ever want to add any, please do. So I love the impromptu-ness. It's really cool.
Speaking of impromptu, I do have one final question for Nekos.
Go for it.
Oh, man.
You're not off the hook yet.
What's your obsession with Bad Apple? How did that start? Throwing it out of left field. Because this guy, this gremlin... It's Bad Apple. It's like the same Vocaloid, and it's like a playlist of 50 covers of the same song. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, on my stream, I just have an entire playlist just filled with Bad Apple, like mashups and remixes.
I screw with that, but how did that start?
I think that just started off just... just like I listened to Bad Apple, I was like, wow, that's a really cool song. And then I kind of went down the dark, deep rabbit hole of Bad Apple mashups with Silver Gunner and like all these different like mashups with it. And I was like, wow, I love this so much. And now I have 85 Bad Apple remixes just
85?
Yeah, 85 now lined up for whenever I stream now.
I've contributed a couple.
Yeah.
Man, that sounds amazing. I gotta go check out this Bad Apple once we end this recording here. I gotta check this out. Yeah. Maybe one rendition, not all 85. I'm not sure.
I'll definitely message you my, like, the original and then, like, my favorite one. But yeah, there's also one more question on the show notes that I really wanted to answer as well.
Oh, did we miss Ooh. One? Sorry, we're new. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's the what was my first Pokemon game and starter one?
I love that one too.
Go right ahead. Oh yes, I'm sorry.
How did we miss this? Yeah. Oh wait, God.
Sound Nico's effects.
Cracked. Thank you for catching it.
Bonus time. Go.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Nikos.
So. My first Pokemon game was Pokemon Yellow.
Wow.
So hey, yo. I was forced into having Pikachu as my first starter. I think I still have it somewhere around here, actually.
Whoa.
Just like in the background.
See my layout.
That's crazy.
Wait, Yellow's your first game. Wait, so Nico's an OG?
Right? He's OG.
He's OG.
Pokemon Yellow, the Game Boy Color.
Wow.
I have it. And
that's crazy. Nikos, I thought you were around my age. Just like the vibe, how we got along. I definitely thought you were like my age a few years apart, but did you just start really young?
Yeah, I started very young, and
wow.
It's kind of the reason why I wanted to.
That is so cool. You have the cartridge from like the 80s. No, I'm just kidding. Dude, that's crazy.
The 90s.
I had to go find my Bible because you just put me in a blessed mood. It's Kobe Bryant, by the way. The mama mentality. But yeah, Pokemon Yellow, go ahead.
Yeah, there's this, and it's so funny looking back on how I started off with Pokemon Yellow because I definitely didn't understand how the game worked at all. And I very much just power game through the entire thing. I was like, man, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just killing things. And then
wahoo!
There's that you know, that old man that stops you and teaches you how to catch Pokemon. I didn't learn that at all. I just kept on going.
Ignore your elders, kids.
Yeah, and then I go, and then I finally beat Brock. I only have one Pokemon. It's Pikachu, and I keep losing because he's a ground, because he's a rock type. Eventually, I won because I was like, oh man, my Pikachu's like level like 30 or something. Finally, after all this, like, loot, because I only got around to beating Geodude, and that's the only time I've ever gotten XP because I ran out of potions and I ran out of money because I was buying all the potions.
We're laughing and, with you. I swear, yeah, we're laughing with
it's
you.
It's great. I love it. I love telling the story because, and then later on, I went on to, eventually I got the other three starters. Like, I get the Charmander, I get the Bulbasaur, I get the Squirtle. Yeah.
Squirtle Squad?
Charmander Squad, actually.
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
I didn't know what the word release meant.
Oh.
Time to end the
all
show.
All the Pokemon I had.
Yep, time to start wrapping up here. Let's see, I'm gonna close the stream deck. Gonna close the camera. I'm just out of here. I'm just gone. I'm just out of here.
What?
Yep.
Yeah, I ended up releasing all three starters.
No.
Okay. I didn't leave. I'm just currently Cineblocks because I'm mad.
I walked away, did a whole ass swan dive. What do you mean?
I'm like, bye.
It didn't.
Done with this.
Did he say release?
Like, it didn't register what I did in my mind. It didn't register what happened.
He said release. I'm gonna go chop some wood. Okay. All right, Nekos, I'm back.
I never registered what I did, man. I just released all three starters, and okay, well, I guess that happened, and I continued on playing the rest of the game. And eventually, I did learn how to capture Pokemon, Not really, but I think the only Pokemon I actually captured or like owned was like a Zapdos. Because I just was able to get a Master Ball and I was like, all right, wow, Master Ball. And I captured a Zapdos. And I think I only had like four Pokemon at the Elite Four because I had no money. Because all the money the only money I could grind out was from the Elite Four, and then I lose lose some of that money back to them when I lose.
This is bizarre.
And I use it all to buy max potions or something like that.
Damn, you was in a cycle.
OG Nuzlocke.
You was going through it.
Kaizo Iron Monning. Why?
You was going through it. Damn.
So I believe that my last four Pokemon I can only remember is I had Pikachu. That was like an insane high level. Zapdos just being there, and the only third Pokemon I can just remember off the top of my head was Omnistar, only because I was given a fossil.
Lord
and
Helix.
And
Lord praise.
I was
Lord
able
Helix.
To get an Omnistar, and that's part of my team now. I don't remember what my fourth Pokemon is for the life of me, but those are the three I can specifically remember taking into the Elite Four.
How did you? It takes effort to get the Omnistar. How did
you get it at Mount Moon? The scientist man's like, "Hey, you want a fossil?"
Yeah, it's part of the story.
But you have to go back to get it. Okay.
Oh yeah, on Cinnabar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eventually, we get the and then we get to
But like
ESP share, it's fine.
Omnistar's here, and Zapdos is there.
Like, uh-huh. Zapdos was just kind of there, like
it's like Pokemon Unite.
Legendary.
Yeah, that's it. That's my legendary Pokemon.
I wish this was like recorded so I could watch this. This is crazy right now. Wow. What a classic story. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
I love
Pokemon.
This.
Part of my laughing.
It has to be it's gotta be an HM slave or like some Pokemon that had Surf.
Oh,
because I don't understand how I would have been able to get like Zapdos.
Surf,
yellow.
Strength.
You had Surf on Pikachu.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Pokemon Master Attica right there.
Guaranteed had Surf. Well, actually, no. After that story that I just heard, you may have deleted Surf on Pikachu. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Could be wrong.
Nah, I don't think you can delete HMs in these games.
True.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that saved you.
Yo, this dude was Ash Ketchum for real. Max level,
honestly,
100 Pikachu,
honestly?
And then when he got sick of his most beloved teammates, he just released him. I can't.
Wow.
I can't.
Bye-bye, Butterfree.
I can't right now. All right, Knuckles. I'm taking back all those happy birthdays. No, I'm just kidding. No, that's classic, because like for me,
was like
I used
that
to...
cake.
Yeah, it was Freezer Burn. Mm-mm. I used to get busted by like the Elite Four and trainers. My first Pokemon Red, and I was in the same cycle you were, stretch for money. And then when I get some, I'd have it, but then I lose it. The Elite Four buy what, three max potions, and then cycle. I feel you, man. So I'm like Random said, I'm laughing with you because I did the same shit. So it's just funny memories. I was there. Damn, but I didn't release my starters.
I mean, maybe if you had started with Charizard, it wouldn't have been a problem.
There is that.
Had to learn release the hard way.
God.
Man. Oh, man, man. But yo, Nekos, thank you very much for circling back and finding that question that we had missed, because that was like the best way to end this episode. That was crazy.
Yep.
That was golden. I'm traumatized for your playthrough. Thank you.
Like literally, I was gonna limit this season to like one walk off, but we just had like four in one episode. So yeah.
We're just like, nope.
All right,
I do
so,
gotta look at that clip, how everybody reacted to like, you know how the release button
look.
Exists.
Like, goodbye.
It's gonna be great. So for sign-offs for me, you guys can find me on Twitch at Mike Lowry. You can find me on Twitter, Mike Lowry Pod. Mike Guri, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here. Loving Gudra. I haven't purchased it yet, but I love when they're on my team. They're awesome. I haven't seen a bad one yet. It's pretty cool.
Can somebody please tip this man and make sure that he gets Gudra? Asking for a friend, aka me. Like, what the heck? You're not playing Gudra?
Yeah. I know I should. I've watched it. It looks cool.
It's way cool.
It's very fun.
I was going to be a good boy and just wait till Wednesday when it's on gold. Because I did the Zacian thing. Just trying to balance my soul out, but... But yeah, like every week, you guys can catch me here. You guys know I'm at my Discord, just chilling. And I'll pass it off to Attica.
So you can find me as Pokemon Attica, PKMN Attica, on Twitch. And it's the same on Twitter. It's the same on Facebook, which I never use. The same on Instagram, which I'm also really bad at. And I even have a YouTube that I'm also really bad at using. And a TikTok that I'm sort of okay at. But it's all PKMN Attica, so I tried to keep it consistent.
Love the clean brand unity. Love it.
Random. You are random. Love.
Oh, that's me. You can find me live on twitch.tv/randomos. You can find me on twitter.com/randomos. And you can find me on youtube.com/randomos. I post Pokemon Unite content. And I will plug DPG because he has a video coming up involving moi. So be tuned for that.
Nice, nice.
Love that.
Nekos.
And for Nekos, let the folks at home listening and then also watching on YouTube for those listeners where they can find you and your content online.
Yeah, I'm on live on Twitch sometimes. Very wacky schedule on twitch.tv/ttvpinknekos. I post a lot of Stable Eye content and Stable Eye posts on my Twitters at flawlessnekos. And I post a lot of different variety content on my YouTube, the Pink Nekos. I think that's it for me.
Awesome.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Love to hear that. Really appreciate you coming on the show, giving us, you know, some feedback on how you got into the game, some backstory, how you got your username, and all the good vibes and the good times on your birthday, man. This is so cool. Thank you very much, bro.
Glad to be here. Happy to.
And once again,
honor as well.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Honor to get to be part of your birthday. Thank you. Seriously.
Absolutely.
For real. And once again, next week we have the Badass Women of Unite event. First one of many, hosted by Crunches. Really excited for next week. Can't wait. Same time. I won't have any distractions beforehand, so I might be here early. Especially if Attica likes the basement setup. I gotta be here now. This is my new favorite spot.
Freaking love the basement.
The brick wall.
I want brick. Aesthetic. Yep. I want the brick wall.
Give me a punching back down here. Start getting in shape. All right, let me stop. We gotta go. All right.
Da-da-da.
Hey, man. Will, da-da-da. Listen. Will, I will lift is more than a Twitter inspiration. I want to get in shape too. So, let's end the show. All right, Random Moss, off to you.
Thank you very much. To all those at home, thank you guys so much for listening or watching on whatever platform you choose. We really appreciate that. And if you see us online, surrender at 5.